pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, and yeah, it is a busy morning around the old Radio Ranch this morning, and we've got Brian Hanif with us on our KGLO live line. I know we normally visit on Tuesday mornings, but this week was a little bit different because we had the holiday on Monday, and things got a little bit confused and so forth with scheduling, and this works out just fine. Brian, great to have you on this morning with us from CG Health in Mason City.
Well, we always appreciate you working us in. Happy to certainly talk to your listeners and try to give what updates we have.
Yeah, talk a little bit about how this week went. I know you had a call in to get the vaccinations this week, and just by phone. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it really comes down to the fact that we keep saying the same message, that we just don't have enough vaccines. And we had 400 doses to get scheduled this week and thought we would just push those out via phone calls. We've heard from some people, and so what we're going to do is we'll be offering kind of a split option next week again. And quite honestly, I think we'll just stick with that regardless of the number of vaccines that we receive, just so we keep our messaging consistent. So from now on, we will have a link that people will be able to connect through and try to gain access to some of our scheduled slots. And then also our phone lines will be open at 10 a.m. On Monday mornings at that 421-9321 phone number.
Are you hearing anything else about vaccines and availability and those kinds of things?
The only thing we're hearing is that it sounds like the governor talked yesterday about receiving additional vaccines. We've received no notification to that fact yet. Of course, we're remaining optimistic and hopeful. Next week, we'll have another 800 doses. That's going to finish our month of February off. And pretty much the whole month of February, we received a weekly allocation of 800 doses. What we're doing with the doses this week is we put 400 of those doses out to our 65 and over group. We're taking another 400 of those doses and putting those out to our child care centers and our schools. We're trying to work through the tier one group, which again is law enforcement, fire, rescue, child welfare, social services, and then school teachers and then child care workers. So we're trying to get child care and school teachers finished up because we need to do those on Saturday morning. So we're going to push hard this week and next week trying to get that group through while still providing vaccine availability to our age group 65 and over.
Yeah. Any other particular challenges that you've run into this week, or is it just the same normal kind of things going through each week?
Yeah, I would say the one challenge that we're receiving, and I want to just give some guidance out to your listeners, and that is we know that there was about a month's worth of vaccines that we provided to people over 65 that did not receive a boost dose scheduled while they were at the clinic. And so we actually have a large group of volunteers coming in today. We're reaching out to those people who didn't have a boost dose scheduled, and their boost dose is coming up. It'll be next week, and generally we're going to be having clinics on the 24th and the 26th again. And so those boost doses will be scheduled. So people should, if they receive a call that comes in from a number that you might not recognize, we do stress people answer their phones because it is likely one of our volunteers reaching out trying to get those people scheduled for their second dose.
So that boost dose that you're talking about, that's a different vaccination certainly than the first dose. So you can't do two of the first. You have to do two different ones, correct?
Yeah, so the doses are, the vaccine is exactly the same vaccine. It's just a matter of how the state labels those doses, obviously, for us to keep them separate from our prime doses. They just come out of different pots, for a lack of a better way of saying it. So we receive those boost doses as basically they're saved for the people who received a prime dose. So anytime somebody gets a prime dose, the federal government and the production company, the Moderna, will hold back that second dose. And that second dose is then triggered and sent to us on or around the time when we need it to give that second dose. We just need to follow up and make sure the person who got the first dose is getting the second dose. And so they are exactly the same thing. It's just that we call them separate things so that we can track them separately.
Outstanding. Anything else you need to bring us up to speed on this week with CG Health?
Yeah, we continue to host our weekly clinics. We hope that leading into March that we receive equal allocations weekly. We hope those allocations go up. Our clinic site is ready to ramp up in numbers if we happen to get those additional doses. And then we hope we get inundated with a large volume of doses, because we're also looking at how we otherwise reach out to additional community partners to provide additional vaccines in additional locations when and if we ever get to that point. Last thing I will just give out a point is that Hy-Vees are starting to receive vaccines. People should feel welcome to reach out to Hy-Vee pharmacies and just touch base with them and see what their plans are, or check the Hy-Vee website for any changing or updated COVID vaccine availability and information. So besides that, we just appreciate everybody's patience with us. Again, we can only do what we can do with the amount of vaccine we receive. But just know we will not be moving on from that 1B group until we get our 1B and all the tiers under 1B complete. So that's where we're at this week.
I did hear the governor talking about too the fact that it's once they get going, they'd like to see more weekend kind of vaccinations, making it easier for people that might have to work and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, weekends and evenings. Again, when we get more doses, right now, the 65 and over group, generally has their days a little more free if they're retired. But definitely, when we get into that next group, we're dealing with the teachers and the child care workers, we're hosting weekend scheduled clinics for those people. We call them closed points of distribution. They're not open for the general public, but we do make arrangements for those people to come in. So we will continue to look at weekend opportunities and also evenings for people to come in so that we can make sure that we don't have any barriers to access.
Brian, always good to have you on the radio with us on KGLO, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next week and getting the latest update from CG Health.
That sounds great. We'll definitely plan on Tuesday. So thanks again, Tim. Appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye now.
You bet. Brian Hanoff with us, the director at the Sarogoto County Department of Public Health. We weren't able to get together on Tuesday, but nice to be able to get a little bit of an update for you. We hope that helps. We're trying to do everything we can to get you the information so you get the very latest info on AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.